joining us in the studio on Static This Evening. Finally, here you are, Jason. Hello. And Andrew from Sleaford Mods.
How you doing?
Taking you guys a little while to get down to Australia, but I'm glad
yes.
you're here.
Yeah.
Did you have to learn how to swim first or something before you came down?
It's something like that, yeah, definitely.
Does the band translate everywhere you go, Jason? Have you found that people are genuinely excited to have you?
Yeah, in the places where it's kind of picked up, do you know what I mean? Yeah, we haven't been anywhere yet where people haven't been waiting for it, I suppose, you know what I mean?
And anger is an energy all over the world as well. People are ready to get riled up when they see you play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's a tough one for us to take in at the minute because we've been doing it for such a long time, haven't we? And it's like, to us, it's now staple. So, you know, to come down to a new country where we haven't been before and people are just like, whoa, whoa. You know, it's quite weird. Do you know what I mean?
I love that part of the documentary, Bunch of Cunts, where you go to Germany and find out you've got a massive following, even though people can't understand what you're singing.
Yeah. Well, we kind of made a name in Belgium, didn't we?
Yeah.
We started over there and got bookings from all across Europe, Germany, France, etc. So, it's pretty ironic, really, that we've made our name in a non-English speaking country, you know.
Maybe I sat around the house wanking is an internationally recognisable phrase or something.
I don't know. It's like people kind of get the vibe, don't they, I suppose.
It feels like we're a bit of a, like, just Englishness is a bit of an export.
It's
kind of the only thing we've got to export.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, even that, there's going to be restrictions on now.
Exactly.
So. Big time.
Was the band, when you formed it, a way to kind of get some frustration or venting out of your system? Or?
Of course, it was the only identity we had, music, you know what I mean? It was the only thing that myself and Andrew found solace in. So we pursued that as a life choice and, you know, it paid off, didn't it, in the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were you thinking about getting out of Nottingham through the band, Andrew? Was that what the pair of you plotted or was it just a...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a plan or anything. It's just... You know, Nottingham's full of artists. It's got... It's, you know, lots of people go there to work on their skills. So, you know, it's just great that something did happen for us. And it doesn't for a lot of people that are quite good.
Yeah.
And I guess also, Jason, it might not have been the most obvious sound or angle either in terms of how abrasive Sleaford Mods were in the early days.
Yeah, we had no idea that it would get as far as it did. We didn't think it'd leave Nottingham. And we certainly didn't think it would be anything in Nottingham as well, you know. It's just... It's not a very attractive form of music for you know, most of the trendy clientele that consumerist music picks up. Do you know what I mean?
So your audience was decidedly non-trendy, especially early on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, we kind of tapped into a few bits and bobs. You know, the noise scene at the time was, you know, undercurrent, still underground. Obviously, it still is, you know, but, you know, the kind of... We tapped into a few of those people, but yeah, generally, you know, it was quite an unattractive audience. Really.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the sort of rebelliousness of it's more about it being more coherent, you know, than there's plenty of thrash metal bands and stuff going around that's the more extreme kind of music, extreme vocalist on, that I guess excludes a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know. And Jason, in the early days, the band's themes ran rampant with discussing your real life trials and tribulations in those songs, like Job Seeker. Uh-huh. I mean, do you worry about not having any relatability or not having stuff to write about the bigger the band gets? I notice on the latest album, Eaten Alive, in Subtraction, you've started addressing band problems. We say online, blah, 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 going to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Get the link copied across all four platforms. Are you finding yourself writing, I guess, still about your everyday life, but it's a very different one to the one you had?
Yeah, of course. And you've got to go with that. It's important that you go with that, but it's important that you make that just as effective as you did the other stuff. And, you know, that comment on the accelerated rhythm of music capitalism, you know, of capitalism in music. And, you know, you've got to make sure that you sell as much as you can. And, you know, it's just as great and as whatever came before, you know what I mean?
You thought you were going to have a relaxing job from here on in when you were working for yourself, right? And you don't.
Don't know what we expected. Do you? I mean, when it was quite an anti-climax when we made it. It was a buzz, but it wasn't, you know what I mean? Because it's still work, and touring's hard work, do you know what I mean? Anybody that's not in the game looking in, working night shifts would probably disagree, but it still worked, do you know what I mean?
You wrestle with a lot of those thoughts in that documentary as well. It sort of sees you weighing up the band becoming bigger and bigger. I mean, does stuff like that keep you awake at night?
Becoming bigger? No, I've accepted it now. I think we both accepted our place in this thing, you know. It's hard to take in sometimes.
It's quite hard to, like, you know, give it any substance. You can think about it, but then it just kind of goes through your head, if you know what I mean. I suppose it's a bit like fame. You can't. It's intangible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
It might be good to document that stuff in the songs as it's going on, though, because one day you'll look back on it and think, what was I worrying about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. It kind of is documented already in a weird way. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's life, though, isn't it? And everyone that's doing something that's got some progression to it is going to have days where they've got something to worry about.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself writing a song whinging about not getting a big enough writer yet?
No, that would
square melons.
I mean, there is some mileage in that, though. You know what I mean? Depends how you put it. It's all about how you word it. You know what I mean?
Well, it seems to be the everyday minutia that Sleaford Mods specialise in. You've never tackled too many big world political problems in your songs. They seem to really address the atmosphere of the country rather than the bureaucracy. Do you think that's part of the secret as well?
Yeah, because what's the point in doing that? It's your immediate political environment and, you know, not the obvious stuff. Yeah, you can talk about the elite and that, and you can talk about control, but that's never going to change, you know what I mean? They will always be in charge. So, you know, it's your immediate political environment, and I'm not just talking about politics of politics, but just politics of relationships, of whatever, you know what I mean?
I also hope that you don't start to censor yourself as Sleaford Mods get bigger or get a bigger audience. I want you still barking out rants every now and then, like Graham Cox, it looks like a left-wing Boris Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, rant, we can do what we want, but it's got to be good. There's no point doing a rant and it just being some pale version of what we've done before.
Yeah.
It's just pointless.
Or the opposite, you know, just putting gratuitous swearing
and just being grotesque for no reason, you know.
It's all quite well placed, isn't it, the swearing in it?
Yeah. It's all carefully thought about.
Yeah.
The number of fucks per song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's not, again, it's not conscious, but
it's just how it is.
I mean, if you
it?
Could get a message across without swearing, then I guess it's, you know, but sometimes nothing beats a good swear word.
Defo not.
And Jason, it's also insane to think, though, that you've probably got more subject matter now than even when you started the band in terms of post-Brexit and post-EU, things to write about. There's a bleak future waiting for you to chronicle in future Sleaford Mods records.
Not going
to
touch it like that, though. That would just be too obvious. And, you know, it's like everyone's aware of it now. The mask has been taken off, so to speak. So, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Public don't want somebody telling them what they already know. Do you know what I mean? I think the idea is to be more creative about it and be deeper and look at it in a deeper way and a more intelligent way. There's no point just being a tokenistic idiot and telling everybody what they already know, like I've already said, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like we all know people are corrupt. We all know the world's fucked. It's much more interesting to talk about your experience of that, and in that, then that will be connectable to other people, you know what I mean?
Do you find critics in the music industry sometimes underrate Sleaford Mods as well? Have you seen how powerful words and thoughts in a song can be since you've started the band?
Yeah.
The critics, there's a lot of bands in the world. Critics' attention moves from, it can move very quickly purely because there's a lot of bands to write about, you know what I mean?
You know, there weren't any. It's funny how comedians can kind of say anything that they want, you know, can touch on politics, and but in music it's not quite the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
But that needs to change.
Nobody does it really, you know. And the people that try and do it are just not very good, you know.
Jason, you do treat your words like poetry, though. I mean, you've published books of your lyrics, so you sort of find that as well an important part of showing off what Sleaford Mods have accomplished and done?
Well, my idea to do that, somebody else suggested that, Christian from Bracket Press, sort of said you ought to release a book of your lyrics. And and you know, it proved quite a powerful way of doing stuff, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I've since taken to writing a bit more, but obviously again it's got to be good, so it's very sparing, and you know, I do hesitate a lot with it, do you know what I mean? But the lyrics are different, they're just lyrics, so well, they're not just lyrics, but it's you don't mind having them printed off because you're happy with those.
Do you also judge the success of the band, obviously through shows you can do it counting the heads, but maybe the number of people that have stolen a Sleaford Mods book from a library will be a good way to judge that in future in terms of your popularity?
I haven't thought about that. Yeah,
yeah, I haven't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's so great to have you guys finally in Australia and touring behind Eaten Alive. We might have a listen to the song Eaten Alive, which came out after the album Eaten Alive, just to be a bit sort of ass backwards in
wicked,
itself.
Wicked.
This is Sleaford Mods now on Static. Jason and Andrew, thanks for the chat.
Thank you. Cheers, for inviting us. Thank you. All these bodies that fill up these streets near me, giving out tens and twenties like flyers raving.